I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, my name is Didi, and I was just on Me, Her, and Everything podcast.
Hey guys, it is another episode of Me, Her, and Everything Else. How you guys doing? Okay, so don't forget, because I've been seeing your comments. I'm loving it. Keep them coming, and don't forget to share with your friends, share with your husbands, your boyfriends, your sisters, share with everybody, and make sure you like and subscribe. Okay, so this episode, you know, everybody's always talking about love and dating and giving all this advice, like, oh, don't date a guy like this, oh, if the woman does that, blah blah blah, or I'm looking for love, there are no good men in Lagos, there are no good men in the world, women just want money. Well, today we are going to table all these types of matters with our matchmaker, number one matchmaker in Nigeria, Didi the matchmaker. Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Great.
Good. Thanks for, you know, gracing us with your presence. I know you have a lot of lovebirds to match and things like that.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, wait, first of all, you have a matchmaking platform in Nigeria, and I find it so, like, it's great because I find it so crazy that people always say that they can't find love in Nigeria. And if they ever thought of going on a dating platform, they feel like it's probably full of scammers and assholes. And that's prostitutes, by the way. And people that are probably trying to do ritualism and things like that. So how have you been able to sustain this platform over the years?
Yeah, it's challenging, actually, because it's something that wasn't really accepted newly. But like people say, dating in Nigeria, let's say dating in Lagos is an extreme sport. It's not it's not for the faint-hearted. So it's not just, you know, I mean, it's easy. People say it's hard to find a husband or a wife. It's not. You can go on the street.
Really?
You can go on the street and just say, who wants to marry me? I promise you, there'll be somebody. But would you want that person is the question.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? You know the thing is, yeah, so there's a guy once said to me that, you know, women always say there are no men. There are plenty of men. It's just plenty. The type of men they want. There are mechanics. There are men that have just left prison. There are men out there. But do these women want these men? Well, that's another story.
So
it's the quality of the men, I think, is the issue.
Yes, even men to the quality of the women too.
Yeah. So I'm so biased. I'm always here sticking up for the women. But yeah, no, the quality of women as well.
I think I first started off like that, like sticking up for women. But then with the whole working with people, you realize that everything is really not gender-based at all. Like things would shock you. You know, you would think more married men would approach the platform looking for people, but more married women have approached the platform. So some things would shock you.
I'm so sorry. So wait, hold on. Married women are approaching matchmaking services. Like,
oh yeah, because everyone always asks that question, you know, even when they're married, oh, can we, you know. But most, I expected more married men.
Oh, like to be cheating.
Well, to be asking if they could meet someone on the platform.
Yeah, but it's but more
got more married women. Yeah.
Oh, so the women out here doing the deed, the dirty, okay.
So, I mean,
do you know what? To be honest, I've heard this thing about women in Lekki. Do you have a lot of women, wives in Lekki that are looking for?
Well, I've never really asked the location because once they ask, we just say, oh, we don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you don't even.
Yeah, help. But we just have had more requests from women.
Why do you think that is?
I mean, they'll tell you, women will tell you the reasons. Men will just tell you, oh, I'm just, you know, they'll give you some flimsy reasons. Yeah. But women write an essay telling you why.
What some of those?
There was a lady that said she didn't want to leave her husband, but she felt sad, but she didn't think she could take care of the kids alone. So she wanted a partner, a boyfriend, you know, something else.
To help her take care of the kids?
No. to help her with her time, I guess. Yeah.
What time?
To share the time that, I don't know.
I don't get it. To share the time that the husband doesn't have for her.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, so, but I just told her, well, we don't do that on this platform.
Okay.
So unless you're, you know, pursuing a divorce, if you're going on that route, then you can get someone, you know, but otherwise, you need to kind of focus on where you are.
Yeah. Ah, shocking. No, I can't believe this. But, okay, well, it's fair enough, I guess. I'm shocked.
But then people are not as angry when women ask for these things as opposed to when men ask for it.
Which... Yeah, because, you know, men have a really bad rep for just being, what's the word, unfaithful.
Yeah, but then on the back end, I'm like, women, you guys are just better at hiding yours.
I think that's what it is. I think women are actually much, they're just better at hiding.
How does it catch a woman, honestly? Yeah.
Yes, it is hard.
Yeah, so I don't think it's gender, but I think both genders are like...
dodgy. You know. Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. Women are out here trying to find men. And I have a couple of young men that have been requesting for sugar mummies of late. So I guess...
I'm sure they'll have a platform for that.
Yeah, they should. I think there's a market for it.
Mm.
Yes, there's definitely a market for that.
Oh, definitely, yes. Yeah.
Wink, wink. Okay, well, let's get into dating. So, you know, everybody always has like this... their opinions of dating or their experiences to share. Now, I've got this particular topic that has been blowing my mind because I've asked different people about their viewpoint and their stance on it. And with people that are not married, right, and they're dating, should they actually double date while they're in a sense single? Because they're not married, so their status is what? In a relationship, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think they should double date before marriage?
Yeah, I think the term is what makes people frown upon it. I think there's a term for it. I'm not sure what it's called. Maybe mantra dating or something. But dating is actually getting to know a person. So there's no exclusiveness there.
Hmm.
So if you met a guy today and he got your number from a wedding and you felt like, oh, he's cool. And you spoke to him the next day. And the next day you went to another wedding and you saw another cute guy. Would you get his number or not?
Yeah. But then I think it's at the point in which, okay, so the guy from the first wedding.
Yeah, spoken to him. You're just
talking
once.
To him. Uh-huh. No, imagine. No, this is.
You've gone.
No, you're talking to him. You've gone on a couple of dates with him.
Uh-huh.
You guys, you know, maybe he's helping you out.
Maybe one or two dates.
Yeah, no, more.
Number matters.
No, like you're dating. Yeah, you guys are dating.
That's exclusive then.
Yeah, but do you have to verbally state that, okay, we are dating exclusively or this is non-exclusive? Because what's happening is people are in relationships, but they're still in other relationships. Like I've heard instances on the radio where someone might be dating one person and then they meet someone else and they're like, oh, I kind of like this person as well. Now I don't know who to choose. And then they're double dating. And then some people were like, well, yeah, he's free to do that because he's not married to anybody. He can't put all his eggs in one basket now. So, and then someone else said, well, yeah, it's okay if he's going to be open with both women and say, listen, I'm talking
exactly.
to multiple people.
Definitely.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He will say that and then everyone will call him a playboy and he's not serious.
Oh, no, if you're honest with people, I'm always honest. Like I would say, oh, we're not exclusive. So obviously, I don't want you to run into me while I'm having dinner with somebody and cause an handsome Nollywood scene. So I will actually communicate it with the person. Mm. Like, we're not exclusive. We've gone on a couple of dates and this is where I'm at right now. So I will go on other dates. And it's been very good for honesty because otherwise, a lot of drama. I mean, Lagos is small.
Yeah, Lagos is really small. But do you agree then that people should double date if they're going to be honest?
Yeah, but it depends on the level. Like when you say dating for a long time.
You're dating.
That's exclusive. There's this untold, like it's not said, but there's exclusivity that comes in that.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Some people out here are not abiding by the rules.
I think that's a nice way of saying cheat, you know.
Yeah, but then some people won't classify it as cheating because they're like, well, the person is not married there. And I don't know, maybe it's because they tie in cheating with married people.
Uh-huh.
But they do also with people who are in relationships. Oh, that's her boyfriend. See her boyfriend there.
And she's cheating.
And she's talking to some other guy.
Cheating is when both of you feel like you're exclusive, but one person decides to step out.
Okay.
So whether it's a marriage or a relationship. Mm-hmm. So that's why if you want to quote unquote cheat, then just tell the person you don't want to be exclusive.
I think it sucks the fun out of it for them as well. Yeah, no, I think it does. I think some people enjoy the like, oh yeah, I'm not being, there's no cots. There was no cots. They love that. They're like hiding and somebody, the other person doesn't know that they're seeing someone else. I think they get a kick out of it.
Oh, they kind of have issues, I think.
Or maybe they just want to have their cake and eat it.
Yeah.
Because obviously if you tell someone that you're seeing someone else, the other person's probably going to be like, you're right, bye, you're unserious.
No.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, from personal experience, no. Because you'd explain to them why and why you're not exclusive. That's why I said the number of dates matter as well.
No, but you're in a relationship.
Then that's different. Relationship is different from like dating.
No, but that's what I'm saying. People are in relationships and still dating.
Like cheating.
So that's just cheating.
That's just cheating. The relationship is exclusive. So, well, dating is not exclusive. It's just getting to know somebody.
Okay. So. All right. So if you're in a relationship and you're talking to someone else, you're a cheater. But if you're dating, like maybe you've just gone maybe 1-2 dates, that's fine. You're not a cheater. You're just keeping your options open.
Exactly. You're still getting to know the person. So.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, let's get into this whole, you know, this word settling and matchmaking and finding a spouse. So when I hear the word settle, it kind of like, not that it scares me, but I flinch because people always assume that the word settling is a negative thing. Like, oh, maybe you're just settling for what it is that's available. Mm-hmm. So, and it's also a negative connotation in relationships. Like, oh, don't settle for less or don't do. But then there are some situations, there are some times where you have to be realistic with yourself and say, okay, you know what? This probably isn't going to happen. So, for example, if you're 50 years old and you want somebody and you're looking for a man that's 60 and you're saying you don't want a divorcee and or somebody that doesn't have kids, that's probably unrealistic. So what's your take on this whole like settling and courting?
I think in the same case would be the terminology. Settling just has a negative tone to it. But if you call it compromise, it sounds better. So you'd have to compromise because the person has to compromise on things you have as well. Because of course you're not perfect too. So yeah, so a person has to compromise, you have to compromise. And like you said, be realistic in what you're listing. You can't want a 60-year-old that has never been... I mean, you can find it, but you should really wonder why.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Because that might be a problem. That's a problem on its own.
Yeah. Why you should wonder why he just got to 60, never got married, never had kids, nothing. Just, yeah.
So what are some of the situations that you've had with these people that... don't want to settle or being unrealistic? Because you must have some crazy stories.
Oh, every single day. Every single day. Yeah, we have people come with their list of what they want. And I can't tell, well, people always tell you that thing, opposites attract. Like, well, I want a guy that's so rich and everything, but meanwhile, I'm so poor. I'm like, okay. Number one, I don't think the rich guy is like listing his qualities and he's like, oh, I really want a girl that's not doing anything, that's so broke. I don't think that's his quality. If he ends up with someone like that, it's because maybe he met her personality and all that, but that wasn't what he was looking for, you know, because they'll try and give you examples like, oh, but I know a friend and the guy's so rich and the girl is so poor. I'm like, I don't think that's what he saw about her. I was like, oh, yeah, she's so attractive, she's so poor, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't think that's what he saw, you know, so that might end up in that way, but it's not opposites attract in that way. So I always tell people, be realistic and think of that person that you're listing. What does that person actually want as well?
Yeah, but and it's interesting what you said, because sometimes, yeah, okay, if the girl's poor, she's probably very pretty, isn't she, or attractive. That's one thing that happens in life. Something has to give.
Yeah, and actually, people, I think women these days think guys and women want the same thing, which is weird. A lot of like recently, a lady sent a message saying, "Oh, I like this guy's profile. He lives in a highbrow area. He has a very good job and this and that. And I live in a highbrow area. I have a good job and this and that." I'm like, you're listing what you want. So you're listing that as what you have as well. That's what women look for. But men don't look for that.
Or what do men look for?
So I did a whole experiment thing. So I sent I put the qualities and I said, men, pick your three top priorities, you know. And women do the same thing. And most of the men, and I also did this because we have a basic level that's free.
Okay.
And we have a VIP membership level. So I wanted it to also be, to do this experiment based on, you know, let's say financial. Yeah, okay. So we did that and realized that the men that wanted what this woman is saying, like, oh, I want a lady that lives in a highbrow area, she's generous, has a good job, are the men in the basic, in the free area. So I'm like, but she's listing that as a quality. but she's wanting to meet a VIP member.
Mm.
So you're attracting the wrong person by listing that mm-hmm. quality that you think men want because you want it.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, a lot of men that are probably financially stable
don't care about
another woman's
highbrow area.
Yeah,
nope.
Yeah, they don't care about that because they probably even, I don't know, I'm just thinking, they might see that as a threat or even like
I don't think a threat though. Maybe it's just not something they really think about.
They don't care about it.
Yeah.
But you know, because they might think that she might, you know, want to call the shots because she also is in a high, she's in that position, so you can't really tell her anything. You know, there's this whole thing like when women are independent women kind mm-hmm. of thing where it's like men are intimidated mm-hmm. by women from of certain levels
mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying that like, maybe that's one of the reasons why they might just be like, oh yeah, you're really successful, yeah, I'm all right, I'm just looking for a baby girl right now.
No, I don't think the success part, I think people actually think that. I think it's only when the guy is trying to window shop that he's intimidated
okay,
by that.
Okay.
You know, I was at the airport once and this guy came and he was like being all flirty using certain words and he was like, what do you do? I'm like, I'm a statistician. He was like, oh, I thought you'd like a model or something. He said, oh, okay. So he just left. So I think sometimes when the guy's window shopping, you know, they're trying not to, you know, what did I say? They're trying not to do anything too hard.
Serious, yeah.
Yes, that's when it happens. But if someone is on a platform sincerely looking for a partner, I don't think those things are what they're actually,
You know. That's interesting. Wait, so what's the psychology behind that? Wait, hold on. So a guy walks up to a girl thinking maybe she's like a model or something, and then realizes, oh no, I'm a banker. And they say, like, oh, okay, no, I don't want you. You're too, probably.
More stressed.
Yeah, more stressed.
Might demand more from me and stuff, yeah.
Ah, interesting. Mm. What about these older men? Like, because you know, there's older men that are attracted to younger women, and there are men that say that they cannot date a woman over a certain age, like maybe like 30. Maybe the person's like 45. They'll say they can't date a woman between like 37 and 45 or whatever.
Yeah, I always ask them why, because we get that all the time, obviously.
Yeah, why? Yeah, why do these older men like young women?
No, they all have different reasons, actually. Some of them will tell you they don't have kids and they feel like a younger girl is more likely to have kids or want kids.
Okay.
Some will tell you that they feel like a younger girl would physically look better because we work in privacy, so pictures are not just, you know, flying over shelves.
Okay.
So they'll tell you, oh, they expect that this lady wouldn't look good, so that's why they don't want to even give you a chance. And surprisingly, if they see her, like there's a lady that's 50, and when they saw her, they were like shocked. Like, are you sure this is the same? I'm like, yeah, the same profile. So some people go based on their expectations of what they think someone their age would be. Even women too. They're like, I don't want a younger guy because they expect a younger guy to be immature.
Right, okay.
And when they meet one that's not, it's like, you know, surprising. So everyone has their own, judgment, I guess.
Yeah, fair. Have you had any like horror stories on the platform?
Well, I had a story that I feel like should have been horrible because what we do is introduce you to singles, right? We don't babysit you and tell you when to go on dates or where to go to. If you want to tell us, we're happy to listen. You know, some ladies will call us and be like, oh, he just drove behind me and dropped me home. We're happy to listen, but we can't force you to tell us those details. So there's a lady that sent a message and was like, she went over to a different state to see a guy she was matched with, maybe a...
No, sorry.
Maybe like some days ago.
I'm scarred already because this is giving me PTSD from some stupidity I used to do when I was younger. Like, sorry, even going to like maybe from the island to like far, far outskirts of mainland to go and see a guy. I'm sorry, it's my opinion, right? I would never advise my younger sister to do that because when you want to chop breakfast, yeah, oh, the breakfast is going to hurt you even more because of the fuel and the love you gave that person. Ladies, please stop traveling out to see these men. Unless maybe you pay for it. Because, okay.
So she did travel. She was like, oh, that she found out that he stole her charger. That's what she said.
And he I'm stole like, her charger.
And I'm like, you're not ready to steal your life. Like,
no way.
You're not ready to steal your life. Wait. Went to a different
state. She went to a different state.
Had to be matched like a day or two. I'm like, good, thank God in church. Like, just
can't and all he stole was her charger.
That's, I was like, I don't even know why you're calling me. Honestly, I was like, why would you do that? You didn't even tell us nothing. Because, of course, if you told us, we'd say, you know, don't do that.
Yeah, and but what would you call that? Do we call that desperation or excitement? Oh, no.
Even if you're desperate, stupidity? Sometimes you can be smart in certain things. So,
ooh, yeah. I think, yeah, maybe
you can be desperate, but you know that safety is really important.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that she even called to say that he stole her charger.
It's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
And we've had some people. I also found out, like, I learned a lot from the platform. I learned that personality matters a lot. And I don't know how it works, but I feel like people can sense a person's personality even before meeting them. There's this particular lady. She had, like, the best kind of, fastest kind of luck. Usually, it'll take you a while to get matched. She had, like, the best matches real quick. She was going to Dubai. I was like, please, can you pack me your box? You
know, wait, hold up. Wait, they said they were going to Dubai. Like, she was going to Dubai with...
Yeah, one of her matches. But I'm saying she had, like, really good treatments.
Did he pay for it?
Yeah, he paid for it. Uh-huh. But they had really good matches. Mm-hmm. She had, like, one of her matches sent her breakfast to at work. And she was very communicative because she would tell us.
Was she really attractive?
No. That's why I said personality really does count, honestly. Because the funny thing is that if you as a lady fall in love with another lady's personality, I promise other guys will fall in love with her personality too.
Oh,
because even talking to her, I felt like, wow.
I really like you.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm not gay, so I'm like, so imagine what the guys would. Yeah, so she had the best of luck. And then she got married. Unfortunately, it didn't last so long.
Oh.
Yeah, so she was back on the platform. But then I had the same kind of luck.
She was matched, like, really quickly.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't get this though.
So what? Okay, well, that's another look.
So I think her personality actually
You know, and you know, in this day and age, in this new era, I don't think people really work on their personalities or even take that into consideration.
Oh, they love saying, take me as I am.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Sorry, but anyway, let me not come for a certain generation. But, like, you know, they're more like, oh, you know, there's nothing I can do. I am who I am. And, oh, you know, I love the way I am. You know, take me like that. You can't correct me, blah, blah, blah. But people actually spend a lot more time working on their outer appearance these days, especially because of social media. People don't really sit down and say, oh, you know what? Am I a good person? Like, or maybe am I argumentative? Am I the problem? I can't be the problem. They're always like, no, it's not me. It's them. But they're always working on the outer look and their appearance as opposed to what's going on inside. And look at that woman that was on your platform. Imagine, she's not the most, she's not like 10 out of 10, but everyone was attracted to her. So that's another thing that people need to take into consideration. Hello, do you have a good personality?
Because and also, if you keep finding bad luck with men or women in real life, the platform is not going to do magic. But if you come on the platform and you match with, like, 4 or 5 people and it's the same bad luck, good luck, I think a normal person should look at themselves and wonder why. But you find people saying, oh, all these guys are just all crazy. I mean, I met like 5 guys and all of them are crazy. I'm like, why would all 5 be crazy? Okay, let's find out why they're crazy. And they would ask each person, you know, how did it go?
Okay.
And then most of them just said she was boring. So we would give you the feedback if you wanted it to help you work on yourself. And so we told her, and she was argumentative. Of course, everyone would be defensive to some level. She was very defensive. Oh, my friends, no, I'm not boring. Like, I'm not saying that you're boring. I'm not dating you. Maybe you just come off as boring, or maybe it takes you a while to actually just be more, you know, yourself. I'm just giving you the feedback just so you know that this is what happened with the different 5 different people. You know, so yeah, that happens. You just, and even outer appearance too is important too.
Yeah,
it is. People say, you have girls say, oh, I can't match with this guy. No, he's like a 2. And in my mind, I'm like, this girl is like a 1.
Oh!
But in my mind, I'm like, okay, I believe, I think you should be glad that, you know, you have this option. But then, and then obviously you can't tell people that.
Yeah, so. No. Oh, but yeah, then, it's delusions though.
Is and then you're like, not honest, you know, with themselves. And she's like, well, I don't like this guy because he has his hair like this and this and that. And I'm like, okay. And this guy that you like, he has a type. And I'm like, maybe put a little bit of makeup, you know. And she's like, no, I'm a tomboy. This is how I am. I'm like, that's fine.
Oh.
We have to be willing to know that you have to, you're going to attract the people that want that look.
Yeah.
You can't force the other guy that wants a girl that's like all prim and, you know, to want you.
Yeah.
So it's still a whole, you know.
Yeah.
Are you your spec kind of thing?
And this, well, this spec thing, I mean, I'm not your spec or you're my spec. If people say, oh, it's a bit shallow or whatever, but I think people want what they want. And I think it's actually important to stick with your spec because, for example, now, people get married and maybe they like girls with big bums and they don't marry the girl with a big bum. They go and marry the girl that has flat bum and they're cheating with the girl that has big bum. Why did you not just marry the girl with a big bum from the onset? No.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, spec is very relative, I guess. I don't know. I don't have a physical spec, so it's always hard for me to relate to that.
Are you
I just
married?
Tell people, no, I'm not. I'm single.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Do you use the platform?
Oh, no.
Yeah. You're not allowed to?
You can dine. Yeah, it wouldn't make sense for me.
Would it be? Yeah. Conflict is like not.
And apart from that, the platform is actually for people who don't have time for a social life to go out.
Oh, but you do.
Exactly. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're even. Okay, okay, okay.
So when you don't have time to actually just go for social parties and stuff. Yeah. So that's who the platform is for. So I always tell people, some people think they have a social life, but they just haven't had luck, and then the platform is going to change that.
Okay.
I'm like, no, if you meet people already, that's just, you know, you don't need the platform in that case. So.
Yeah, the platform is just literally, it's like walking into a place and then finding people.
Exactly.
As opposed to having to go to multiple places and looking and looking and looking. Exactly. So it's like a shortcut. But you still have to make the effort at the end of the day. Like you still have to go on dates.
Exactly.
Can't just talk on the phone. Oh, okay. And this whole like chaotic dating in Lagos, because you know, Lagos men have a really bad rep.
Yeah. Dating over time has become harder in Lagos. It has.
Yeah. It has, because everybody thinks all men in Lagos are cheating.
The questions you have to ask now that I never thought we needed to ask before. Yep. I just recently remembered that now I have to ask it every time. It's almost like the first question. They'll be like, oh, is this an interview? I'm like, oh, it's kind of is an interview because it's Lagos. We have to interview
What are some of the questions that you should ask when you're just meeting someone?
In every other country, there are other questions. In Lagos... Ask if they're married first. That's the first thing I feel.
Yeah, and it's like a no-brainer because if you're married, you shouldn't be talking to or be on this platform or whatever.
Yeah, or even just regular meeting someone in a, you know, at a party or anything. Oh, you need to ask. Okay. Don't just assume because they're not wearing a ring, you know, that, yeah.
No, I think the ring is an attraction, actually, for some women.
Yes. And it makes sense for those men that want those women to wear the ring.
Yes, to wear the ring.
But the ones not wearing the ring and wanting those women are the problems.
Yeah, they're
because
the
they're actually attempting to, to deceive people. So that's different. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So please ask if the person is married. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is mainly for men, but yeah. Well, for women to ask.
For women too.
Oh, wait, hold up.
Yeah, you do need to ask, honestly. You didn't ask for both parties, honestly.
Okay, so ask them if they're married, because you know people just walk around. Why do I have my ring on today? That's because I was on set. But yeah, I mean it's interesting. Nobody's going to toast me today. That's my problem now. Nobody will now toast me. Like, just toast me. Let me know that. Okay, yeah, still, you know, just scare him a little bit. But yeah, ask if they're married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's another one?
I think that's one of the most important ones. Ask if they're married. Ask if they're in a relationship, because sometimes they're not married but in a serious relationship.
Okay.
And just so that you can know where to stand or what to do, you know. Yeah.
No, you need to even ask if they're in a complicated relationship, like, because some people they'll be like, oh, it's complicated. What the hell does that mean? So I think this, if you ask if you're in a relationship, they'll say no. If you're married, they'll say no. But if it's you say you did not ask me if
you're ask me, thank you. So you need to leave no room for errors.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Oh, what else?
Basically those are the most important ones. Then you can start to get to know the person, I guess.
I'm trying to see somebody, because I've heard some crazy stories on Twitter. What's something that you need to ask guys? I think genotype. Yeah, well, yeah, but genotype. I think genotype is actually it's important
if you're AS, I guess.
If you're AS.
Yes.
Or, SS.
And sometimes genotypes it has actually shocked me. Like there's a girl on the platform and she's SS.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it would be really difficult to get her matched, but so easy. I was like, wow. Most people who come saying, oh, I'm AS, it'll be difficult. And I thought, oh, here's someone that's SS. Of course, it would be difficult. And it wasn't. Mm. Yeah.
But there are, I mean, obviously, I wouldn't like advise for someone who's AS and SS to get married. But if they do get married, I would say they definitely should do something like IVF or something where they can.
Sometimes some people are not looking to have kids. They don't want kids.
Oh, okay.
So that might be the issue. Sometimes there's a lady, she's a doctor, she's AS.
Mm.
She didn't mind matching with any other AS person. She said she would just do the whole genotype selection thing. So.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the thank God for science. Okay. Interesting. That's another question. Maybe you should actually ask if the person wants kids. Because there are people that don't want kids, and people think that because of the culture in Nigeria, if you don't born, you're not a woman, or if you don't have a son or whatever, you haven't had a child yet and stuff like that. Is it important to ask? Like, do you want kids?
It's important, but I don't know if it's a deal breaker, because I've had friends some male friends that didn't want kids.
Mm.
After getting married, they changed their minds and they wanted kids. So I'm not sure if it's a It's a deal breaker if it's something that you should. If you ask that early, you can miss out on the good person because they give you the answer and like, okay, all right, bye. Okay. And meanwhile, that person can actually compromise on that issue.
Okay.
So you just need to ask questions they can't compromise on, like, are you married? Because I'm not sure.
I have a good one. I think, I don't know, people change, yeah. But I think it's important to ask, like, oh, would you want a second wife? Like, would you ever think about having
even if they said no, they don't, they could change in future.
Yeah, exactly. So people change, but... Yeah. But I think people should have it in like some
and type of legal document. And if a guy wants, it's going to tell you what you want to hear. So it's going to tell you no.
Yeah, but I think people should have it in a legal document.
Oh, so that would be wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that would be great. In fact, lots of things should be in that legal document.
Yeah, like, yeah, no second wives. Yeah, no second husbands. I mean, women probably wouldn't get away with that anyway. But yeah, what else?
Yeah, a lot of things in documents would be really great. Actually.
No going to social media. When we have issues, unless it's maybe like, you know, things like abuse. But
yeah, some guys are telling they don't want to date a girl that's on social media, like a social media.
Yeah, what do you think about social media and dating now? Because even the people that are married, people who are dating, a lot of things are coming up on, they're opening up onto the social realm now.
Mm-hmm.
Issues are online. People are having to play online in-laws and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You just see there are men that specifically want to stay away from women that have social media profiles, mm-hmm. that are prominent, for example, mm-hmm. Influencers. What's your take on social media and dating?
Well, I think, like people say, if it's going to work, it's going to work. If it's not going to work, it won't work. But I do understand that sometimes there's some things that might happen that the other party might be willing to forgive.
Mm.
But then online is like, you know, peer pressure from school. And they're like, if it's me, I would never take it.
Yeah.
And normally you would, but then online would just make you feel like, I shouldn't. I would look bad, you know.
Yeah.
It's like the whole Chloe and Tristan thing. Mm. She'll feel like she has to hide, you know.
She should hide, child, but she should hide.
She feel like she has to hide.
Uh-uh, no, that guy is useless. You know, guys, yes, we understand they used to fall a hand, but come on. Every time,
but I think if she's concerned with just what makes her happy and she's not concerned. I mean,
if it wasn't out in the open, I think she would definitely like carry her chest and be like, I'm staying here, here. But yeah, you're right. It is peer pressure. And once you've said something, you can't take it back.
Exactly.
That's another thing. So it's like, you're going back there. It's like when
you.
It's like when you're with your friends and you tell them, that maybe the guy you're dating is useless. Is this? Then later you're like, is that not the guy? What's he doing at your house? Like, oh no, we made a stupid makeup. Useless guy. They'll now be looking at him. They'll be like, bro, useless man. That's what social media is like.
Yeah, it has that whole pressure relationship.
Yeah, and dating. Mm-hmm. And so I was listening to radio and I heard a woman come on and the OAP was like, okay, yeah, so what's up? What's the issue? She said, her husband, this is his second marriage. His first wife left because of the same reason, because he's a serial cheater. And he promised her that he would never, ever cheat again. Mm. He will not cheat on her. Mm. Lo and behold, he's cheating on her. And it's just so annoying because she's the one that's even sustaining the whole family, you know. He doesn't even have money. She does 70% of the work.
Mm.
And he's broke. So the OAP was like, okay, if he wasn't broke, would you like be okay, kind of okay with the cheating? She was like, I wouldn't be I wouldn't be really angry. And then she now said, okay, so I don't think it's the cheating. I think it's the fact that
that's what the issue is, yeah.
And she said, no, it's the cheating. She now said, no, it's not. The OAP now said, oh, so you're okay if he cheats on you and gives you money. When she said that, obviously it now sounds stupid. So the woman was now like, No. In fact, it's the cheating that is paying me more. It's the cheating. Meanwhile, it's not the cheating that was upsetting her. Mm-hmm. It was the fact that she was paying the bills and he had the audacity to
exactly,
cheat.
Exactly, that's
what. But if he was taking care of her, she was flying around the country, enjoying her life, her children are chopping life, she'd and he was like, cheating, she'd be like,
she overlook it.
So you know the influence. I think people need to stand by it and stick by what they can want. Tolerate.
Yeah, because if you can tolerate cheating, don't make people make you feel bad for it.
Yeah, don't let. Yeah,
yeah. Do what you want to do. If you can't tolerate it, don't make people feel bad. It'll make you feel bad for not tolerating it too. So yeah, some people can provide for their man. Some people can't do it.
Yeah.
You just have to choose what works for you.
Yeah, some people can provide for the house and they don't mind, whereas others would be like, over my dead body. But that's the thing, you can't compare. I mean, obviously cheating is bad, but you should know that yourself, as opposed to somebody having to tell you and make you feel bad for it. If you can tolerate it, sis, that's your business. Mm-hmm. Everybody their own cross to carry. But yeah, I definitely agree. Mm. People and their peer pressures. That's not good. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us? Any words of wisdom?
No, just that, well, dating in Lagos, I guess, now, because it's harder, so you have to look out for certain things. Like, when you're seeing someone, like you said, mm-hmm. dating someone, whether it's exclusive or not, you have to find out what your position is, really. I saw a video recently of a lady praying with her husband or her man to God to take away all the side chicks, and then she disappeared in that video, so...
You what?
She disappeared in the video, so... She's a side chick. So you need to know exactly, because people are like just bench warmers. Mm. They have you there just, you know, in case their main doesn't work out. Mm. And you're not even dating the other person. Maybe it's just the person they really like.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to really just toss her, like, so much. And you're just there just in case that doesn't work. You know, I've had a guy that did that. He was going to, you know, he had the plan A. And then once went to the plan A and it wasn't working. So he quickly ran to the plan B and tried to make things work. And she was like, well, I'm already engaged. So, yeah. So people have bench warmers, you know. Yeah, people do breadcrumbing. They just give you...
Breadcrumbing?
Oh, yeah. They give you, like, compliments every now and then to keep you
involved. Oh, that's so involved. Annoying. I know. Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, so you're invested, you know. So every now and then... But they never really meet up. Sometimes they just be sliding to your DM or just sending text messages, you know, saying nice things whenever you post a picture, but no intentions to meet up or go further. So, yeah. So that's breadcrumbing.
That is a new lingo we've learned today.
So the difference,
I know we have to go, but there's something I do want to say. I want to ask you something about men. I don't know if this happens to women as well, but... There have been some instances that I have been privy to where men that are getting married, right? Maybe a couple of days to their marriage or whatever, they start talking to their exes or they start wanting to meet with their exes.
Oh, I measured this like 3 days ago with someone.
Oh, really?
They have like this extra lever that just comes with the idea of getting married.
Yeah.
I think it gives you like an added boost. Like no matter what, even if this girl turns me down, I'm already getting married. So I think it gives you that boost because I was talking about this just like 3 days ago. I was like, why do they, like, close to getting married, have this sudden
urge?
Yeah, they're like, I can talk to any girl. I named instances that, you know, to my friend. I was like, wow, you know. And they would do certain things that you're like, they would have done regularly, you know, normally.
Mm.
But now they're getting married. They're very bold.
Yeah, no, I've heard of cases where, you know, men are about to get married and they'll call all the exes and they'll go and meet them individually and be like, you know, I'm getting married, but, you know...
Anything can go down.
No, me and you still, you know.
Oh.
And then there's others that have like gone the night before and be like, oh, I think we should, you know, have one final last round, like say goodbye. And it's just like, wait, hold on, hold up. What?
Yeah.
But this is no joke. It's a true story. I mean, I know like people's husbands.
No, that's a thing. Trust, that's a thing.
Yeah, that have done that.
I've been approached by guys that I knew were getting married like the next week. And I knew, and he didn't know. So I'm like, and I know your wife. Or where your wife to be.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, if only you knew. Lagos is small. If only you knew. You know, so.
And then there's this other thing as well, that for wasting people's time, men actually give a kind of it's an incentive. So imagine maybe the guy's been dating like three women, and then he picks one. So he's like having to give incentives to the other two, like maybe give them money, give them like a token. And it's like for wasting time. I've sat around guys that have said this. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
And I'm like, well, that's, I don't know if it's like madness or it's thoughtful. It's like, I don't know. It's like, okay. Well,
I think it depends on the amount.
Like, why do you feel that? But then you're mad for even double dating. But you now want to be nice.
And but women that double date and don't give the men anything for.
Fair,
I mean. Yeah. It's unfair to those men. Just yeah, lost time.
It's true.
So, but it's
so do you think it's cool to like give them a token? Like bye bye. Sorry for
well, look for
time.
The token. Depends on how much.
Yeah, I mean, because you can't lose both ways, right? You already lost out. You're not gonna marry the guy.
You need to
give
her enough to start a business. I mean, well, so it depends. Yeah, but that's very strange, though. Like,
I know.
How would you even explain it to the person?
Like, look, I'm getting married next week, but you know, I don't. But that's better than the guys that you find out online.
Oh yes, yeah, so, and they'll tell you, house. Oh, this one is like, oh, that's my twin brother, it's not me.
Oh
like,
my god!
But we can see it's you, though. No.
Yeah,
those ones that are strange, they make you feel like you're mad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's gaslighting as well. I think Nigerian men are pros at that thing.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes.
That's why it's another... that's another thing you need to look out for. Gaslighters in Nigeria. Guys, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Thank you so much, Didi, for coming on.
Thank you.
And the website is
www.matchmakerdidi.com.
Yes. And you can also follow her on Instagram.
At matchmakerdidi.
Okay, perfect. All right, guys. Well, have a great week. We'll catch you next week on... Me, Her, and Everything Else. And good luck dating out there. You know, we've given you some tips.
Yeah, it's a jungle.
Please ask if they are married or if that's your thing. No problem. Godspeed. But yeah, ask them the important questions so you don't end up being served extra breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye, guys.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.